Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana-owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Nancy Beck started Beck Financial Strategies. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. Find local at IndianaOwned.com.
Nancy Beck, thank you so much for joining me in the All Indiana Podcast Network studios. It's great to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you on this rainy day. It's great to be here.
You know, we kind of need the rain. I'm hoping my potatoes are going to be okay.
Amen.
But I'll take the rain. I'll take the rain. How is the sunshine in Key West?
Oh, always. Absolutely 100% wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Because you spend half your time there, half your time here.
That's right.
Right?
Yep, that's right. Working the whole time?
Yes.
Well, almost the whole time.
Well, I hope you have some time for fun.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's what it's about, right?
So for those that aren't familiar with Beck Financial Strategies, tell us what you do.
Well, you know, we are a boutique financial planning firm, and we've been around for almost 40 years. I started when I was two, I like to say. But, you know, we help people find their potential. And, you know, most of the time, financial planning firms are more about the money, which certainly we do wealth management, but we also want to get people to think about what their dreams are and then maybe even think outside of the box and get there. And then we provide the financial planning customized to their needs.
I feel like kind of growing up, finances is not something that people really talked about, but now it just seems so much more common to kind of discuss, you know, what's going on in the economy or where your savings are and that kind of thing. Do you find that, is that true or
well,
is that just my experience?
Yeah, I mean, TV, it's all over the place. But that really has nothing to do with your own individual situation. So while we're talking about it, it's still very, very personal. And that's what's missing if you take advice from those kinds of places because it's so individualized.
What do you enjoy most about your job and what you do?
You know, I really like getting an email from a client who just landed in Switzerland and sent us a picture of her favorite chocolate. We have what we call a brag board in our office, and we ask people to send us pictures of what they're doing that's fun, that's allowing them to spend the money that they saved so hard for. So when we get those, we put them on a bulletin board, and the people that come in say, I want to be on that bulletin board, and it just reminds us all that that's what we're about, is helping people learn how to certainly plan securely but enjoy what they've been able to save.
Now, I know lots of people who think they can, you know, do this on their own, right? But what are the advantages of working with someone like you and your team?
Time. You know, I mean, if you have the time to sit and research every holding that you have and what inflation adjustment you should be using for your projections and what kind of insurance you should be having when you're retired. I mean, that's so much. I think the main thing that people say is, oh my gosh, A, I know I haven't missed anything that you've got me covered, and I have the time now to really focus on what I want to focus on, and that's my ideal life. And it just brings also confidence that they're going to be okay.
What was your experience like when you first started in this role? I mean, was it common to have female financial planners? Or was that kind
actually, of... Actually, no. This is a story I hadn't thought about telling you, but I might say it. When I started out, I started out selling life insurance for a very small company. Well, actually, not that small. It was an international company. And I became in the top 10 within 2 years. And I was 24. And the gentleman who brought me up to the stage was the president of the company. And he said, you have three strikes against you. Do you know? And he meant this as a compliment. He said, you're under the age of 30, you're female, and you're not married. And so statistically, I wasn't supposed to succeed. And, you know, and he was giving me a compliment.
Right.
But I just thought, wow, that's really interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, hearing that now, that's like almost appalling, right?
Like, I know. What? And of course, you know, at 24, you go, oh, thank you very much.
Right, right. You know. Yeah, definitely in a different place now for sure, and those conversations have changed a lot
right
since then.
And he meant it in a, you know, in a kind way. Yeah. But still, yeah, you wouldn't probably hear that today. It's such a wonderful business for women because we do tend to be caretakers, and we listen It's not just about the money. The money is what it will be, and we can find solutions. It's about the ideal life and the potential, getting people to really find their true potential.
So when did you transition into, like, the financial planning part? I mean, did you, when you were little, were you like, oh, I'm going to be a financial planner when I grow up?
No, actually, in first grade, I had a crush on a gentleman who had 13 siblings. And so I wanted 13 kids. And as we stand today, I have zero. So, you know, who knows, right?
Yeah. So what kind of jobs did you have growing up? I mean, did you study this in college? Like, what was the path that you took to get to where you are now?
I owned a cleaning business at the ripe old age of 19.
Like house cleaning?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Nancy Cleaning Service.
Ah.
That's where I drew my first cartoon on my business card. I ended up going around apartment complexes, and I saw that they would have five or six people cleaning apartments as they moved out, and I could bring my team, and we could do twice as many for a lot less cost. And so I built a business, but I decided one day I wanted to use my brain. And so now this is a 22-year-old saying, I want a career, not a job. So in those days, you look through the newspaper, and there was lots of newspaper ads that said, career, not a job, no training necessary. And so that's how I got into writing life insurance. And then very quickly, people would ask me, well, what about an IRA? Or what about, should I invest in a mutual fund? And of course, in those days, and I still say it, I don't know, but I'll find the answer. And so that's how it began. And I started doing comprehensive data taking, finding out what the person was really about, what they wanted to accomplish. And then I would go back and build a financial plan. So I really started early doing that, just didn't know that I was doing it.
And when did you transition to owning your own business?
Well, the identity Beck Financial Strategies came into play probably 86. When you're writing insurance, you pretty much are an independent contractor. So I was always independent, but these companies changed names, and sometimes you're writing different solutions. And so I learned early, I wanted my own identity because I am solid. I'm going to be here. And so that's where Beck Financial Strategies was born.
Well, and something I think, too, that makes you really unique is, you know, you have definitely, you know, this number side, the planning side, but you have a very artsy side to you as well. And one of the things you have in front of you that we also have on the shopindianagifts.com is your book. Tell us about The Art of the Plan.
Well, you know, I had a really neat mentor who, 4 or 5 years ago said, Nancy, why don't you tell anybody that you paint or that you play music or that you have this other life? And I said, well, you know, I'm a financial advisor. And it's like, no, that's what makes you authentic. So COVID was a great year to kind of reinvent myself. And I found a publisher that was interested in my story. And I wanted to write a book. I wanted to write the book. And so I tied in the idea of getting to know somebody I'm painting a portrait of to getting to know a client, what we're building their life around. And so, it took me a year to write it, but all the images, the cartoons, the paintings are all mine that just I have painted over the years. So it's been a work in progress. I just didn't know it.
So tell us about the book. What can someone learn from this book?
That anybody can do it. And one of the pages in the book, I say there's renaissance in everyone. And my mother was used to teach art, and I'd hear her tell people, anybody can draw. And people will say, I can't draw a straight line, and neither can I. That's what a ruler's for, right? So when you're financial planning or you're finding that creative side, just try it and get help. Get an expert to help you. Don't reinvent the wheel yourself. Find people that can give you shortcuts and help you figure out what you're missing. But you can do it, and you can be multidimensional and embrace that.
Nancy, what motivates you to do what you're doing now?
You know, it's changed over the years. I guess probably I like people, and I like people's stories. And I like being out in the community and helping companies provide financial education and to sort of carry their mission and their message on for their employees to say, hey, we care about what you're doing. So I love to provide financial education, but I like to think I'm not boring. I don't see people sitting around the room falling asleep because I'd like to bring it into a new light that's a little bit less dry and a little bit more, okay, this isn't as hard as it seems like it would be.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're in the studio right now, I'm the one wearing all black from head to toe, and Nancy is dressed in this gorgeous blue shawl. She has the super fun glasses on. I don't think boring would be a way to describe you, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Coming up, the challenges and successes Nancy has had along the way and what she wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters. Local Matters is brought to you by IndianaOwned.com, where you'll find our members that are business owners who want you to know that they live here, work here, and play here. They're the business owners donating food to shelters, sponsoring the Little League teams, and employing hundreds of thousands of people in our state. Every business on IndianaOwned.com falls into one of two categories. They're either an original, meaning the company is Indiana-owned and operated, headquartered here, and not part of an out-of-state chain, or they are a franchise friend, meaning the franchise is Indiana-owned and operated, the owner lives here in Indiana, and is engaged in our community. When you see the Indiana-owned badge, you know you are supporting a local business. And we like to make shopping simple for you as well at our sister company, Indiana.Gifts. Every product you see on there, from the coffee mug to the scarf to the candle, is made by an Indiana-owned company. Take your picks, send a gift to yourself, or send it to a friend, and know that you are supporting local along the way. And we want to thank you for supporting local, too. Use the discount code LOVELOCAL at checkout, and we'll give you 10% off just to say thank you. We've been chatting with Nancy Beck of Beck Financial Strategies, who started her business almost 40 years ago. Nancy, what's been the hardest part about being a business owner?
Always staying up to date and staying relevant. Certainly, one of the things I love is all of the, I mean, I'm always learning, so there's always new laws, new things changing, but also just trying to find a way to get the message out that financial planning doesn't have to be dark and dreary and boring, and it can be powerful and empowering. So I think that's been one of the hardest things. And also, to be honest, to really build the culture and the right team that you want to have in your business. A lot of times you have the vision, but you can't quite get the team together. And sometimes it's a lonely place.
Well, talk a little bit about that process. How do you define what kind of culture you want to have?
Well, in our business, we wrote a mission statement and a value statement, and they're inside, you know, right inside my book. And so every meeting we have, every week, we read that so that we remind ourselves what we're about. And we have a framed picture of those values in each of our desks. So we, you know, it's just a, are we working from that point of view, and are we working out of excellence and honor, and are we having fun? Because part of our mission is to have fun and to hopefully have others to have fun. It doesn't have to be all dreary to come in and build a financial plan. So we start with that. And then I think the other thing, too, it's taken me a long time. I hired a coach. I spend probably 3-5% of my income every year on myself and my business, reinvesting in coaching, because, you know, we're in it. Sometimes we can't see it. You have to get out of it. And so I think investing in yourself, getting professionals to help you in the areas that you're not sure about, but certainly have that vision and your values, and try not to put those aside. And I'll tell you, they're hard to find. It's amazing how many people will come in and I'll say, so why are you here? And there's this long pause. Well, I don't know. I need to retire someday. Or so, you know, why do you want to save all this money? Well, because I'm told I should. No, but what do you want to do with it? What is your passion? What is your vision? And so if you can have that inside your company, and then you can bring your team members into that, who all then agree and buy into that same vision, you've got it going, because it works really well. And then opportunity. Give your team members opportunity. In my business, in my company, there is a ton of opportunity for growth. They can take it as far or not as far as they want to. And, you know, if you think about yourself, that's why we're entrepreneurs. We want opportunity. We want to be able to do what we want to do. But why not pass that on? You're going to find loyal employees if you give them the opportunity to do what they do and where they shine.
Well, and you're helping your clients achieve their dreams.
Absolutely.
So helping your employees achieve their dreams has to be important to you as well.
Absolutely. Yes, exactly. And that's what we're about, and that's why we giggle and have fun and do phenomenal financial planning, I will have to say.
Nancy, is there something you would do differently in your business knowing what you know now?
I think I would bring my authentic self out a lot sooner. I was always very clear about keeping my business, my financial planning, because I am very serious and I am very responsible and very credible. And I thought that showing my other side would make people think I was not so much. And really what it's done is people embrace the fact that I am living the life that I'm trying to provide for others, or at least get them to provide for themselves. So I would embrace who I am and be proud of that and not try to separate it. I think I'd do that differently.
Well, I think, isn't that one of the common misconceptions about a financial planner, that they're all the same, right? And good referral is about a good fit.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, and so finding that match has to be super important. And I don't know that people really think about that as much as they should.
No. And, you know, we look for the same match, right? So we're not going to connect with everybody. So that's why we always have a complimentary consultation with me personally. And then we meet, you know, they get to meet all of our team members because we all have a role in their lives going forward. But we look for people that want to make their lives better, that have a vision or want to find their vision. Certainly, everybody needs to save more and save well and diversify. And we have phenomenal wealth management firms that work with us. But it's about, what is it for? And that's the kind of people we like to work for.
What has been the most rewarding part about being a business owner?
Being able to grow and stay in the same business for 40 years. I've rediscovered myself a zillion times. Right now I'm into slide guitar, right? And so one of the things I hope to do, I don't know if you know this, but for every client that has a really special event, whether they're retiring or they've adopted a child or something special, something has happened, we give them a blue ukulele.
A blue ukulele.
Yes. It's to remind them to play more, which most financial advisors might not want to remind, but we want you to kind of spend some of that money. And so we have what we call the Blue Uke Group. Blue meaning that's one of the colors in our logo, mm-hmm. right? And so we meet once a month, and I'm teaching ukulele 101. But each month we hope to have guest musicians to come in and play with them. And I think I'll probably bring my dobro and play some slide this next month.
Are you sure you're a financial planner? Because you don't meet any stereotype of financial planners that I've ran into in any networking group I've ever been.
Well, thank you. That's a compliment.
Nancy, what would you tell others that want to start their own business? What do you want them to know?
Find good mentors. When I started way back, well, actually, my mentor is my husband. and he's been a phenomenal promoter and sounding board and could see things in me sometimes when I couldn't see them in myself. But whoever that is, if it's a friend, you know, there's an organization, I think it's still around, SCORE,
mm-hmm.
and I can't remember what, but I used them early on. And they're seasoned veterans, which actually I should probably volunteer since I'm a seasoned veteran to do that, but to help the new business owners build a vision, but also a realistic income plan. It's got to, you know, you've got to, you know, you're there to obviously support yourself and your employees.
SCORE is extremely valuable. It's a group of successful business owners. You know, a lot of them retired that still want to give back, and so they mentor entrepreneurs free
yes.
of charge and have a ton of resources. We have a link to them on our checklist for starting your business, which is on indianaowned.com. So if you want more information about that, definitely check them out. That is a great resource. I'm glad you brought that up, Nancy.
Yes.
Why does supporting local and being known as Indiana Owned matter to you?
Because I'm a Hoosier And I'm proud to be a Hoosier, and there is something to Hoosier hospitality. And I just, like, I wanted to do this because I watch you. You don't think I do because I'm in and out all the time. But it takes guts to change your company from Indiana Originals to Indiana Owned. I mean, that just doesn't happen overnight. And so I love that you're the connector. You're the grand connector. And I think that I want to promote what you do because you understand Hoosiers are about other Hoosiers, and it's about relationship. You know, the gentleman, I can't remember his name, who owns Jiffy Lube.
Mm-hmm.
I
Steve
won't
Sander.
Go anywhere else to get my oil change. Because why? Not because they change my oil, but because they're friendly and they have the most beautiful art murals on every one of their buildings. Mm-hmm. And so that's a Hoosier that cares about their community and about the people, and they're making the art Indiana a better place, and that's huge.
Nancy, it has been such a pleasure chatting with you and getting to know you more. Besides IndianaOwned.com, where do we find out more about you and how do we support your business?
Oh, well, you can find out about us by getting on to www.beckfs.com. That's B-E-C-K, F as in Frank, S as in strategies.com, Beck Financial Strategies. And, you know, anybody who is listening, we'd love to send them a book. We won't charge them for that, but we'd love to let them see what we're about, and they can go to contact us, and certainly we would offer a complimentary consultation. And we also really, really enjoy working for companies to help promote their message for their employees. And we have a unique position in being able to say, look what this company's doing for you. Look at the benefits that they have. And we help describe what those are and how they can best utilize them. So we provide some really neat financial planning educational. Certainly not boring. They're tied to the book. And all of my PowerPoint has the cartoons that are also in the book.
It is a beautiful book. If you have not seen it, seriously, request a copy. It's beautiful, and it makes financial planning not so scary,
right.
Just like you and your team, Nancy.
Thank you.
Nancy Beck, Beck Financial Strategies, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters, and thank you for doing your job to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana.
You bet. Thank you. It was great to be here.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Owned and Indiana Gifts. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana-owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Find local businesses near you or get your business certified local at IndianaOwned.com. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network.
I'm going back to Indiana.
Find local now at IndianaOwned.com.
We don't really get into investment advice in this episode, but the legal team says I need to read this anyway. The following program is sponsored by Indiana Owned, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member, FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Beck Financial Strategies, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Nancy Beck should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Nancy Beck is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.